You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storm's within us range,
you are the light.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Good morning. Good Saturday morning. Wake up. Wake up. Get your coffee going. Get whatever you need. Get notes. Get your computer turned on. Whatever it takes. Listen, Merry Christmas. Here's the deal. I figure there's no better message this time of year that we're celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ than for me to offer you salvation through his name. I'm going to come to you this morning. This is Landon for Lifeline. And I'm going to come to you this morning and I'm going to attempt to explain Christ and explain why you need to be born again, what he's got to offer you. Since this is the time of year we celebrate the birth of Jesus, let's talk about that birth. What did that birth of Jesus do for you and I? Why do we actually need Jesus Christ? Why must we believe on him and believe on his name? Again, good morning. The program is called Lifeline. This is Landon coming at you live from the studio. I say that because I'm going to give you some phone numbers. I want you to know this is not a pre-recorded thing. There's not a CD in the player playing for you. I'm here, and if you need help, if you need prayer, I'm here to meet your needs. I'm here on behalf. I'm a representative of the kingdom of God. I'm here to represent Jesus Christ. And I'm here to intercede on your behalf, kind of like Christ did when he was here. He is our real intercessor. I'm just trying to stand in the gap for you. Whatever I can do to help you get out of whatever you're in and get into the kingdom of God and start to reap the benefits of that kingdom and start to be protected by that kingdom and loved from that kingdom. Walking in the kingdom of light is 10,000, 10 million times better than even walking 1 second in the kingdom of darkness. I've done them both. So trust me, please trust me on this. I'm trying to help you. If you could see what I see, like the song says, if you could see what I see, I'm telling you, man, it is the only way to live. Otherwise, you're not living. You might be doing something you think is living, but once you come over into this kingdom where there's protection, where there's peace, where there's love, where there's joy, where there's patience, where there's kindness, when you start to reap and start to taste and start to see the good things God has for you, you'll realize, why in the world did I wait so long to do this, you know? So, good Saturday morning to you. Why don't we pray this thing in? I always need Jesus here with me. I always need the kingdom to back me and to control my mind and my lips so that you get fed properly. Father God, we come to you today in the name of Jesus. We celebrate the birth of your son. We are so excited and so happy to be a part of that kingdom. And we're just overwhelmed with the joy of what you've done for us. The life is in the blood, and you shed that blood so that we may have life and have it abundantly. And that is the miracle of Christmas that's often missed. And we just want to stop a minute and thank you, praise you, and extol you as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Control my mind today, Lord. Shut down my flesh, Lord. Get this flesh away from me. Let it just be shut down for a minute that I just enter into your kingdom myself. I yield my spirit to you right now. I yield this mind to you. I yield these lips of clay to you that I speak what you would have me say. We all need you. I need your salvation as much as anybody. Help me come through this thing unhindered and unchecked by any outside force that we all learn from you this morning. Father God, we need you desperately. We love you greatly. We thank you for hearing our prayer. We thank you for meeting our needs. We thank you most of all this season for your son, Jesus Christ. I pray this in the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Ghost, I bring this word. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to go to a spot that I often go to, but it's going to be totally different than it ever was. So when I start here, don't go, oh, we've heard this before. No, you haven't. In the book of John, in chapter 3, you'll see there was a man named Nicodemus, and I'm not going to go into what he's about. This is not about him today. This is about Christ. Nicodemus said unto him, and this is him coming to Jesus, okay? He come to Jesus by night, and he says, hey, man, how can a man be born when he's old? How can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? We're going to hold with that right there. Good morning, WCNO Lifeline.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, I want to step into the kingdom.
Amen.
I'm ready.
Amen. I love it. All right, well, let's go right to business then, Father God. There's no need to waste time. This young lady called. She says, I want to step into the kingdom. I want to become a kingdom citizen. I want the kingdom's protection. I want the kingdom's influence. I want to be a part of this kingdom. I want the walls of the kingdom around me so that the devil will leave me alone. I want the cares of this world to disappear. Right?
Yes. In the name of Jesus. Yes.
In the name of Jesus, we step into the kingdom today. We accept you, Jesus Christ. You need to accept the Lord for sure. Say, yes. Father God, I want your son Jesus.
I want your son Jesus.
I want him to be the Lord of my life, to rule and reign my every thought.
I want him to be Lord of my life and rule and reign my every thought.
I surrender my life to Jesus Christ today.
I surrender my life to Jesus Christ today.
And I will feast.
And I will feast.
From your table.
From your table.
Which is the Word of God.
Which is the Word of God.
Thank you, Jesus, for hearing me today.
Jesus, for hearing me today.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
I say that because just like you eat natural food to keep your body alive, if you do not eat the spiritual meat found in the Word of God, your spirit man will not have a very strong life. You'll be very weak spirited if you don't eat that word. That word is the food that fuels and gives your spirit the power it needs to remain in the kingdom with power and authority. You got it?
Okay, yes.
Man, God, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you.
God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you.
All right, and don't forget, if you have needs that need met, you need to hit me up on trylifeline@gmail.com. Okay. TRYLIFELINE, trylifeline@gmail.com, okay?
Okay.
I love you, girl. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
This man named Nicodemus came to Jesus by night. He was totally perplexed. He's like, I don't get this born again thing. I'm already here. I'm already born. I'm already walking. I'm already talking. What are you talking about? Okay? So we're going to go into that real quick. Let me go ahead and give you these phone numbers. She called right away. That was a miracle. But listen, 221-1100, 221. If you're ready to accept Christ today, I would love to get to this teaching, but I'd rather have 20 people call here and just accept Jesus Christ. As nothing would be better this holiday season to say, you know what, man, thank God you were born in that manger. I need you desperately. 221-1100. Enter into the kingdom. Leave that old life behind and come on over here in the kingdom where life is good, where God is king, where Jesus is on the throne, and you can be protected and taken care of by the rule, realm, and reign of this kingdom. 221-1100 is the local number. If you're out of town, it's 888-221-8990. Anybody, anywhere, you can call them and say, listen, pull this guy up on the web real quick. I think he's about to hit on something. WCNO.com. It's just WCNO.com. When it comes up, they got a new format. It's beautiful. You'll look on the left. You can just click listen live, and you're in right now. If you missed the program, that's WCNO.com. Click on the official site, and you will see on demand right there on the left. Just click it. It's easy. They made it so easy. The program, it's just wonderful. Call here if you want to accept Jesus Christ. Call here if you want prayer. 221-1100, 888-221-8990. Nicodemus said unto him, Lord Jesus, how is it possible that I can be born again when I'm old? Can I enter a second time into my mother's womb? What are you talking about? Jesus said, listen to me. He said, truly, truly, or surely, surely, I say unto you today. This is what he's saying to you. I'm speaking to you. Except a man, and when the Bible says man, it means mankind, by the way, if you look that up. For all you people that go, oh, he's talking to man. He's not. It's mankind. Except a man be born again. Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit. That's what I'm trying to get you today. I'm trying to get you born of the Spirit. You're already born of the water because you already are here. You can hear my voice. I want you born of the Spirit so you can reap the benefits of this kingdom. He cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So let me make that clear. He just said, unless you're born of the Spirit of God, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Let me go ahead and read this, then I'll come back and break it down. He said, surely, surely, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh. That which is born of spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said this unto you. You must, let me say it again, you must be born again. He said, the wind bloweth wherever it wants to. You hear the sound of it, but you can't really tell where it come from, and neither do you really know where it's going. So is everyone that's born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be, Lord? This isn't really making sense in my carnal mind, is what he's saying. Jesus answered and said to him, Are you not a master of Israel, and you don't know these things? He said, Truly, truly, I say unto you, we speak what we do know, and we testify what we've seen, and you receive not our witness. Listen, if I told you earthly things that you can see and hear, and you believe not, how are you going to believe when I tell you heavenly things? No man has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. That's another word for Jesus Christ. I'm going to tell you that in a minute. The Son of Man must be lifted up, that whosoever, that's you and I, that's whatsoever you've done, whatsoever they call you, however good you are, however bad you are, whatever color you are, it does not matter. He says, whosoever, so nobody's ruled out, that whosoever believeth in him, who's that? Jesus. Whosoever believeth in Jesus should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Jesus might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath chosen not to believe in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Let's go back really quick. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. See, once you're born again in this kingdom, the Spirit of God can come in you, and you actually become, you are, and you're the being of a spirit now. His Spirit's come in you. You're made anew by the Spirit that he gives and puts in you when you call upon his name. It is that simple. It's that simple. And then Jesus says, don't be marveled at this. Marvel not that I said unto you, you must be born again. Now listen, come down to John 3, verse 11. We're in John 3, verse 11. John chapter 3, verse 11. He says, truly, truly, I say unto thee, we speak what we do know, and we testify what we have seen. If you receive not our witness, in other words, you don't believe what I'm telling you, what you've watched me do and what you've seen me do and what you know, you can't even believe that. This is faith now. You have to exercise a little faith this morning. If I have told you earthly things and you can't find yourself to believe them, how are you going to believe if I tell you heavenly things? He says, listen, no man has ascended. And this is his saying, I am he. This is another way. This is a very strong way to say, I am he. No man, the one talking to you right now, because he's standing there talking to this guy live, Jesus himself, and he says, listen, no man has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven. I want you to catch that. He says, in other words, he's telling us this morning in this text, John 3:13, I am the one that came down from heaven, the Son of Man. Why does he refer to himself as the Son of Man? He was the Son of God because he came down from heaven, and he was the Son of Man because he came from Mary's womb. God, Mary was not penetrated by any man. The Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit put that seed in Mary. That seed did not get conceived except by God himself. He put the seed in Mary and birthed Jesus. So he was totally God because he was from God's seed, not man's. But yet he was totally man because he was from Mary's womb, which was a human being. So he'll refer to himself often as the Son of Man. Now he says, no man has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven. He's saying, me, Jesus, the Son of Man, which is in heaven. Let me explain the in. Okay, it's a primary preposition denoting your position. If you're in the military, where are you? You're positioned in that military. You're in there. You're in the ranks. You're in the walls. You're moving up the ladder. You're doing the commands. You're obeying the order of that kingdom. He says, I am in heaven. I am in heaven. He's positioned in heaven. That is who he is. That's where he is. That is his relation. He's known as the one who's in heaven. So again, he says, no man has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, the Son of Man, which is in heaven. It is my position. I am positioned there. So if you need something from heaven, come to me. I'm the one who's positioned in heaven, and I'm the one who can control these things you need. I'm trying to tell you this in the most simple form I can. Now, John 3:14, he says, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. I thought we better look at that really quick. Listen, that's in Numbers. We're going to glance real fast. Numbers chapter 21. This is what happened in the wilderness. You understand what he's trying to tell him here. Therefore, the people came to Moses and said to him, look, we have sinned. And listen, when I read this, I want you to just turn the fingers to yourself and think, this is me, man. This is me. And God's here to save you. He's saying, if you'll lift me up, I will save you. Therefore, the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned. That's step number one. Say, Lord, have I ever sinned? For we have spoken against the Lord and against thee. This is the people talking to Moses. They said, pray unto the Lord, Moses, that he take away our serpents from us. And Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said unto Moses, make thee a fiery serpent and set it upon a pole. And it shall come to pass that every one that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live. And Moses made a serpent of brass and put it on a pole. And it came to pass that if a serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived. This little text here is a foreshadowing foretype of Jesus. He said, listen, you put that serpent on a pole, you lift it up. Whoever looks upon him shall live. It's the same thing here. Whoever's been bitten by the serpent, and this is, I can go all kind of ways with this, but I'm going to keep it simple. The devil comes, as the Bible says, to steal, kill, and destroy. He has bitten and afflicted many of us. Many of you listening are about to get divorced. Many of you listening are stricken and smitten with different kind of diseases. The doctor has diagnosed so many things in this world. We've got so many problems. We've been bitten by Satan in so many ways. In so many ways. Jesus is saying here, listen, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness for them, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever, there we go again with that, whosoever, that's any and everybody, no matter what you've done, no matter who you are, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. Whosoever believes in Jesus should not perish. And that word perish means to be destroyed, to perish, to die. You got that? Let me say this again. Now, this is simple, but this is very powerful. You have to get this. Whosoever believeth, that is to have faith in, to respect, to entrust, and to give God the glory or the credit. So this morning, I'm challenging you. I want you to have faith in Jesus Christ. He is the reason for the season. He really is. He really is. I want you to have faith in Jesus Christ. I want you to give him the credit. I want you to entrust yourself to him today, that you will not die, you will not be destroyed, and you will not perish, but you will have. Have means you will possess, and you will take hold of today. You're going to take hold of. You're going to have the ability, and you're going to have the relation and the condition that's called eternal life. Eternal life. You'll live forever, and you'll have an everlasting life with Jesus. The word life is what? The opposite of death. If you are diagnosed with something today, and death is knocking on your door, and in your mind, all you can think about is, man, my time is short. Man, if I don't stop doing this, I'm going to die. People that have addictions, if I don't stop drinking, I'm going to die. If I don't stop doing these drugs, I'm going to die. Man, because of my sexual sin, I now have something I shouldn't have, and I'm probably going to die. Listen, I'm trying to give you something that no one can give you but Jesus. This is the reason for the season. Whatsoever, whosoever, doesn't matter who you are, what you've done, believeth in him. If you're willing to put your faith and trust and give him the credit for being the God he is, the one and only true God, the king of what? Kings. Think about that. Of all the kings you know, he's the king of them. He's the Lord of what? Lords. Anything that has lordship over you, he is Lord of it. That's the one you need to put your trust in today. If you'll do that, he says, you shall not perish. You shall not be destroyed. You shall not die. and you shall not perish, but you will have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave. Listen to me. Listen to me close. Because a lot of us, oh, I love God. Man, I love God. When's the last time you gave? When did you give your time to God? When have you sat alone in your prayer closet with your word of God and said, you know, I'm putting everything aside, Lord, and I need to give myself to you this morning. I want to offer myself a sacrifice from all my busy life, and I want to get this word out, and I want to read this word. I'm going to start in Luke chapter 1, let's say, and I'm going to read about the birth of Jesus to understand why he came, what happened, things that were totally abnormal. An angel comes to Mary, who's never been touched by a man, and says, behold, you're highly favored. You're going to have a son. I mean, if you look in there, these things are things that are totally abnormal, totally supernatural. You need to read this word and understand this word for yourself. And the Holy Spirit sent from heaven to be the teacher and instructor of the word. If you will hearken unto God this morning, accept his son, Jesus Christ. Sit alone with that word of God and start to eat that spiritual food. Because without eating the spiritual food from the word, your spirit man has no power. He has no life. You have to feed him like you do your natural flesh. Feed him that word of God. Get that spirit man to come to life. And then give yourself to God. Give your time to God. Give some tithe to God. Give yourself to God. For God so loved you that he gave his only son. God so loved the world. That's us. That's us that are in this world. Okay? I'll just make it simple. That is the orderly arrangement of natural habitat. The world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. God did not put the seed in anybody else and birth a man child. He did not. He had one and only son. He gave him up to save you. Now you need to give up whatever's got you to be saved by him. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever you are that believeth on him, that will put your faith in him, give him the credit that is due him, and entrust yourself to him, should not perish. Let me say that again. Should not perish. If you're perishing, I'm giving you the formula. If you're perishing, I'm trying to give you everlasting life. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. That should be enough to make the phone ring off the wall today. But have everlasting life. Life. Have is to take hold of and possess life forever. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world. And this is great because you'll see now, let me flip this real quick and show you Satan. Satan is the accuser of the brethren. He's the one that condemns. Oh, man, you shouldn't. You're not worthy. Oh, you're worthless. Don't listen. You were high as a Georgia pine last night. Don't you call that radio station right now. Make a fool of yourself. He's condemning you. God so loved the world, he gave his only son, that whosoever dialeth this radio station and say, Landon, I need Jesus. I believe what you're saying is the truth. I know it is. This thing's been on me. It's been weighing on my heart. Especially this Christmas. I thought, what am I doing with all this hype and all these presents? And I know it's about Jesus, but I just can't get there. I'm giving you the chance. God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. How? Through him. Through him who? Jesus. Might be what? Saved. Excuse me one second. Saved. Ready? Here's what saved means. That the world through him might be made whole, might be delivered, protected, healed, and preserved. Let me say this again. God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world. So from heaven, remember just a little bit ago, we said something about him being in heaven. And I said, that is his position. That is that he was positioned in heaven. He came from heaven. That's where he's from. That is his position of authority, is the government of heaven. That's the one you want back in you. So God sent not his son into the world from heaven to condemn the world, but he sent his son into the world that the world through him, this is the avenue, this is the gate. This is how you have to come through him. There's no other way but through him. Might be saved. Saved simply means these words. It means to be delivered, protected, healed, and preserved. We're going to get back to that. Good morning, WCNO Lifeline.
Hi, yes, I'm ready to step into the kingdom.
Amen. Praise God forevermore. May I have your first name, please?
Carla.
Carla, I love it. God loves you so much. Let me tell you right now. Carla, oftentimes I will pray a prayer for people. I have a feeling God's telling me that you have the understanding. So without me loading your lips, just simply in your own words, doesn't matter if it's right from scripture or just from your heart, God wants your heart. So however you say it, just invite Jesus in your life and surrender yourself to him. Would you please do that for me? In your own words.
I'm not sure how to do it.
In your own words, just simply say, ready? Something to this effect. You're talking to Jesus, so you want to kind of address him. And I'm kind of doing this on purpose so other people that don't know how to do it will figure out this is all you have to do. I'm not trying to pick on you, okay? You just happen to call, so I'm going to use you to kind of show people what to do. Just simply, Jesus, I need you. Something
Jesus,
that effect.
I need you.
Jesus, I need you
yeah. in my life.
There you go. I want you to be the Lord of my life. I'm surrendering myself today. Go ahead.
I want you to be the Lord of my life. I'm surrendering myself to you today, Jesus.
From this moment on, go ahead.
From this moment on,
I'm done with the past.
I'm done with the past.
It will no longer visit me or have a hold on me.
It will no longer visit me or have a hold on me.
I am born brand new today.
I am born brand new today.
By your spirit.
By your spirit.
That now lives in me.
That now lives in me.
Lord, thank you for Jesus.
Lord, thank you for Jesus.
And Lord, ready? Fill me with your spirit.
And Lord, fill me with your spirit.
Jesus, I want to be like you.
Jesus, I want to be like you.
I want to talk like you.
I want to talk like you.
And I want to learn from your word.
And I want to learn from your word.
One more thing. This is very important. Jesus.
Jesus.
Please give me a hunger.
Please give me a hunger.
For your word of God.
For your word of God.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Please give me the wisdom to understand it.
Please give me the wisdom to understand it.
Jesus, I thank you for my new life today.
Jesus, I thank you for my new life today.
In you.
In you.
That's it, baby. Just praise him, man. Listen, every burden and everything you've been carrying has just left you. It's been lifted off to you, and you know it. You can feel it.
Yes.
You can feel it. Can you not?
Yes.
You are, Carla, brand new creation. Now, you've got to feed, just like you've been feeding your flesh all these years, right? Unless you feed your spirit, he won't be very powerful. So you have to nourish him. That's why I ask God to give you the hunger for the word and ask the Holy Spirit to give you the understanding of the word. So you got to get your hands on the Bible and read it. If you don't have one, contact me. I will get one to you. I will help you with this. I will teach you how to walk. I will get you going. You understand?
Yes.
Do you have a way to email me?
Yes.
Okay. Trylifeline at gmail.com. It's just those words, T-R-Y-L-I-F-E.
I already have it.
Oh, you do? Oh, you're so good. You're so awesome, man. Trylifeline at gmail.com. Listen, I work a lot. My dad doesn't. He's retired. He has a little more time on his hands. So if you use the email, it may be my dad, Bob, that contacts you back. You'll be in good hands. Very wise in the spirit. He'll help you get started in Christ. He'll give you scriptures to get you going. Please let us help you, okay?
Okay.
If you need a Bible, if you need anything, just tell us, okay?
Okay.
Man, the angels are rejoicing in heaven. Now, not only did you accept Christ, but you asked him to fill you with his spirit. You are in good shape right now. Please contact me so I can help you, okay? All right, I got to sign off. This is Landon signing off for Lifeline. I love you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.